This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Birds and babies may seem like very different creatures, but a study at UT Southwestern Medical Center has uncovered parallels in how both species master language. Todd Roberts is spearheading the research, and he's here to talk about a group of neurons in the brains of zebra finches that could expand our understanding of how people learn speech. Todd Roberts, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First off, what made you decide to compare birds and babies?
The main reason that we study birds is because, or songbirds particularly, is because they learn their songs. And this is very similar to the way that we learn speech. So if you think about what we do every day when we're communicating with each other, we're using learned speech patterns that we learned when we were really young. And that's why, you know, people that grow up in China have a different speech pattern than people that grow up in the United States, and people in Texas have a different speech pattern than people that grow up in California. But what we do is actually quite rare. We're the only primate that learns its vocalizations in this way. And in fact, most mammals don't learn to imitate vocalizations. And birds are one of the few groups of animals, songbirds particularly, are one of the few groups of animals that do this.
I'm guessing it was no easy task corralling a bunch of finches for brain scans. So how was this research conducted?
Well, we have a colony of zebra finches at UT Southwestern, so we breed the birds there. And in this particular study, what we were doing was using genetic methods to go in and first delineate pathways in the brain that are associated with learning. And particularly one pathway that we were studying was a pathway between motor areas that control the vocalizations, their song, and its projections back into an auditory area of the cortex, and trying to identify specific neurons that connect the motor areas to the auditory areas and try to understand what the function of those neurons are. And we did this through first tracing these connections in the brain using genetic methods, and then going in and selectively lesioning a group of cells in the brain that make these connections from motor areas to auditory areas.
To give us an idea of what you had to listen to, here's a recording from a zebra finch in your lab.
This is a recording from an adult zebra finch, and what you're hearing is his courtship song. So we can take audio files like that we record from a bird that we use to tutor young birds in our experiments, and then we can raise these young birds up. Once they form a memory of the song, we can raise the young birds and we can either manipulate the circuit that we've identified or not manipulate it, and then we can compare, when they're adults, how well they copy that song. So we can compare the similarity between the father's song or the tutor song and that young bird song once they become an adult, and see how closely they match. So you can imagine a toddler or an infant practicing how to say dad or mommy, and they don't do it properly. They learn how to do it properly by listening to themselves speak.
What potential could this research have for humans?
This is providing new fundamental insights into how the motor system and the auditory system talk to each other during development, are engaged in speech learning or vocal learning in songbirds, and hopefully this will have an impact on where to look in the brain in humans and when to start targeting therapies for neurodevelopmental disorders that impact speech.
Todd Roberts of UT Southwestern Medical Center, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks.